American Language Course, Book 16, Tape 3C. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3C. Look at Figure 1. You will hear several conversations on the tape. Listen to the conversation and write the answer to the question. Number 1.
I really had a good time last night.
Oh, I did too. The music was really great.
I guess I enjoyed the songs from out west the most.
I know which ones you mean. They were good, but my favorites are the songs she sang from the old musicals.
By the way, did you see Jim and Mary Bean?
Yes, they were sitting a few rows in front of us.
Number 2.
What are you listening to?
It's Saturday afternoon at the opera.
What's the story about?
About two young people very much in love who are killed in an accident.
Sounds terrible. Why do you listen to it?
Because of the music. It's wonderful. Listen to those beautiful voices.
Number 3.
Which show do you want to go see?
The one with Sally Forrest in it should be good. She's so pretty.
Yes, but she's not such a good actress. I'd rather go to the show at the Orpheum Theater. I've heard the dancing in it is really good.
Okay. I know it has a lot of good songs in it, too. Why don't you call and see if we can get seats close to the front?
Number 4.
What shall we do Saturday night?
I'd like to see that show at the Little Theater.
Is it a comedy?
No, it's an adventure story.
Who's acting in it?
The drama department at the college is doing it.
Now, check your answers. Number 1. Where were Jim and Mary last night? The answer is, at a concert. There was singing and people were sitting in rows. The answer to number 2 is, he is listening to an opera on the radio. An opera usually has a serious story and it is always sung. Many people dislike this kind of music. Others like opera very much. In number 3, the people are talking about a musical. Musicals have songs, dances, and acting. They may be seen on the stage, but we also see them in movies and on TV. In conversation number 4, they are talking about going to see a play. Look at figure 2. When I say to start, find the word in each row which has about the same meaning as the word on the left. You will have 30 seconds. Ready? Start. Stop. Your time is up. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is respect. Honor and respect are just about the same. Number 2 is prefer. To like something is to prefer it to something else. Number 3 is old. Antique means very old. Number 4 is junior. Subordinate and junior are about the same. Number 5 is humorous. Funny and humorous are the same. Number 6 is concert. A concert is one type of performance. Number 7 is new. Modern is similar to new. Number 8 is dislike. When you hate something, you dislike it very much. Number 9 is same. Likewise and same are similar. Number 10 is quit. Quit and stop are almost the same. Look at figure 3. Listen to these dialogues and repeat them. Number 1.
What language is difficult to learn?
Bill says Arabic is difficult to learn. Number 2.
Is Roger's English hard to understand?
No, it's pretty easy to understand. Number 3.
Why is a car dangerous to drive?
Because it's not easy to handle. Number 4.
Why is Annie easy to like?
Because she never gets angry. Number 5.
Why is the letter impossible to understand?
Because Tom's writing isn't easy to read. Number 6.
Was that machine hard to repair?
No, it wasn't hard to repair. Number 7.
Was the plane safe to fly?
No, it wasn't safe to fly. Number 8.
Which movie was hard to forget?
The one with the English actors was hard to forget. Number 9.
What's dangerous to climb?
Some mountains are dangerous to climb. Number 10.
When is it impossible to sleep?
It's impossible to sleep the night before an exciting trip. Number 11. How did you remember my name?
Your name is easy to remember.
Number 12. Where is it dangerous to jog?
It's dangerous to jog in a street with heavy traffic.
Look at figure 4. Listen to the sentence and repeat it. Then listen to the words and change the sentence. Listen to the example first. Roger is easy to understand.
Roger is easy to understand.
Jan, difficult.
Repeat. Jan is difficult to understand.
Now begin. Repeat the sentence and then change it. Number 1. Repeat. The book's difficult to read. Letter, impossible.
Repeat. The letter's impossible to read.
Number two, repeat. Why was her name impossible to remember? His name, Easy.
Repeat. Why was his name easy to remember?
Number three. Repeat. The mountains were easy to climb. Stairs, dangerous.
Repeat. The stairs were dangerous to climb.
Number four. Repeat. Was the helicopter dangerous to fly? Easy land.
Repeat. Was the helicopter easy to land?
Number five. Repeat. It's convenient to study here. Difficult practice.
Repeat. It's difficult to practice here.
Number six. Repeat. Which game is safe to play? Water, drink.
Repeat. Which water is safe to drink?
Number seven. Repeat. Is the problem hard to solve? Medication, take.
Repeat. Is the medication hard to take?
Look at figure 5. Listen to the question and the cue words. Then answer the question. Listen to the example first. Do you prefer coffee or tea? Rather have tea.
Repeat. I'd rather have tea.
Now begin. Number one. Do you prefer walking or jogging? Rather jog.
Repeat. I'd rather jog.
Number two. Does she prefer a musical or a drama? Rather see musical.
Repeat. She'd rather see a musical.
Number three. Does Al prefer to watch or perform? Rather watch.
Repeat. He'd rather watch.
Number four. Do we prefer to work or to play? Rather play.
Repeat. We'd rather play.
Number five. Do the trainees prefer chocolate or vanilla? Rather have vanilla.
Repeat. They'd rather have vanilla.
Number 6. Do I prefer tennis or soccer? Rather play soccer.
Repeat. You'd rather play soccer.
Number 7. Do you prefer to scrub or to sweep? Rather sweep.
Repeat. I'd rather sweep.
Number 8. Does Sergeant Long prefer strawberries or bananas? Rather have bananas.
Repeat. He'd rather have bananas.
Number 9. Does Captain Burns prefer potatoes or rice? Rather have rice.
Repeat. She'd rather have rice.
Number 10. Do they prefer a shot or medication? Rather have medication.
Repeat. They'd rather have medication.
Number 11. Does Bill prefer to go or to stay? Rather stay.
Repeat. He'd rather stay.
Look at figure 6. Listen to the paragraph and select the main idea. Circle A, B, C, or D. Number 1. Yasmin and her husband are both musicians. Both of them earn money by playing in a musical group, but they usually play different types of music. Yasmin plays with a rock group, and Ricky is a member of an orchestra. Yasmin has also played with the symphony from time to time, but she prefers rock music to classical music. Luckily, Rick doesn't dislike rock music. As a matter of fact, for relaxation, he and Yasmin play rock music together. The answer to number 1 is D. Making music is their profession. Number 2. Marilyn and Lyle have a modern marriage. Marilyn has a career. In addition, she has 4 children. Each time one of their children has been born, Marilyn has taken leave for 6 weeks. Then she has gone back to work while Lyle has taken leave for 6 weeks. In that way, they have been able to postpone daycare for each baby until he or she was 3 months old. Lyle can do all of the jobs that need to be done around the house. He is a good cook, and he enjoys ironing. When he was in the military, he was trained to take care of his own clothes. Because Marilyn dislikes doing laundry, Lyle does it for all the family. The answer to number 2 is C. Lyle and Marilyn take care of the children and share the work around the house. Look at figure 7. Listen to a paragraph and then write the topic. Write what the paragraph is about. Joe felt sad because he was saying goodbye to work he had been doing for 38 years. Everyone in the office had collected money to buy a gift for him. It was hard for Joe to keep from crying when the others began saying nice things about him. He was afraid, too. Joe had never known anything but work. What would he find to do all day? Would he begin to argue with his wife? Would he begin spending all his time at home? He was worried. Your answer should be something like Joe's unhappy retirement. Now look at figure 8. Listen to a story and write a title for it. Number 1. Have you heard about Darwin's big chance in Hollywood? He was selected from thousands of people who sent videotapes of themselves to a movie company. They want him to go to Hollywood to try out for a part in a movie. He's always been a good actor. He did a very professional job in the musical comedy our senior year in high school. As a matter of fact, Darwin's been performing on the stage since he was in elementary school. I hope he'll have good luck in Hollywood. Your answer should be something like Darwin in Hollywood or Darwin's Big Chance. Listen to number 2 and write a title. Number 2. Gary had always loved horses. When he was a child, he had wanted a horse of his own to ride. But he lived in a city, and his parents couldn't afford to keep a horse. After he had graduated from high school, he had had to go to work to help support his younger brothers and sisters. He had had to take the first job that he was able to find. But he never gave up his goal of a horse of his own. He knew that someday, when the children were out of school, he could do what he wanted to do with the money that he earned. Someday, he said to himself, I'll have a horse to ride. Your answer could be something like, someday a horse of his own, or his goal, a horse. Show your answers for figures 7 and 8 to your instructor. This is the end of tape 3C, book 16.